us, because you've prayed for us, and you've sent gifts to us which have blessed us in our ministry. And our ministry is very simple. We don't understand big things. We only understand just we want to share the heart of Jesus with those who've never heard. In Psalm 23 it says, I shall lack nothing. Well, I lack nothing. I have everything. I have everything I want in Christ. But that's not true for the world. There are millions and millions and millions of people who lack even anything, some of them. They don't know those words about the Lord who feeds hungry people. Nobody ever told them that oppressed people could be freed. They live believing that corruption is the norm. And you pay people back with what they paid you, whether it's bad words or injustice or blows or bitterness. That's what most of them know. And I want to show you some of their faces today, because I've seen them. And I think that you may never see their faces, and you may never hear them crying unless I tell you, because most of them just do it in secret. And if you'll open your ears to hear what they're saying, and if you'll open your hearts to feel how they're feeling, if you open your eyes, I believe you'll see them about you, because they're among you. They're not just in Hong Kong. Oh, before I go on, I'm going to sing to you. It won't be a tune that you know. It won't be in words that you understand. But there will be someone here who has the understanding of that song, the interpretation. So if you have it, would you please sing it or speak it? Because this song is from the Lord. So hear him.
Gather my people. Gather my people to my kingdom. Bring them into my kingdom, for in my kingdom there is no drought. There is no hunger. There is no despair. And what I have given to you, I want you to give to others. There is no shortage in my kingdom. Bring my people to me. Take my kingdom to them.
I'm so glad that God said that. And I want to share with you some of the way that He taught me how to share the kingdom of God with others. And I pray that as you listen, you might be encouraged to share it like this. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. Because that's what He wants. In Romans 15, verse 8, St. Paul says, I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done, by the power of signs and miracles, through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ. When I first went to Hong Kong, it was nearly 18 years ago, I didn't know what I was going to do when I got there. It's a long story, but briefly, I got onto a ship, and I prayed that God would tell me where to get off. And so that's how I hit Hong Kong. And when I arrived, I didn't have anywhere to live. I didn't have any friends. And I just wanted to share Jesus. And to start with, it seemed to be all the wrong way around. Because everywhere I went, it's like here, I receive all the time. I said, God, this is all wrong. You know, I came here to give, and all the time I'm receiving. You know, sometimes I used to visit churches, and at the churches they gave us coffee afterwards. That was wonderful. Because I'd arrived with the equivalent of about 15 of your dollars in Hong Kong. And some churches you got cookies as well. And I remember coming out of those saying, oh, thank God, I got a cookie too. I've never in my life been as grateful since as in those days. All the time I was receiving, and I said, but God, I want to give. I want to give. Where should it be? And I was confused because I saw so many people in need. I saw so many hungry people. I saw old women who were lying in the streets, and they were begging because there are not enough old people's homes, and there are not old age pensions. There's no state security for people who don't have any work. There's no social security. So they just begged, lying out there in the open at night. And I thought, Lord, maybe I'll have an old people's home. Maybe I could look after the old people. Because there were old men, too. And there were two old men I knew who tried to sell vegetables. And at night, they slept on them. Just locked themselves into their little hut. It would have been about 2 feet by 6 feet. And then there were the children. A lot of little children who carried babies on their back. Maybe they were only 3 or 4 or 5 years old. And they were looking after the baby.